We're going to continue with today's conference call. We're pleased to welcome Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a quiet, hopefully relaxing week for you and your Cardinals football program with the bye week. And if you can open with your time slot and share what you guys were able to accomplish this last week.
Yeah, we tried to go about our week just normal business as usual, just the schedule that the players are used to for, you know, just to have their bodies go through that same type of schedule, even though there was no game on Saturday. So we worked our week much like we did any other week. Obviously, gave the players the weekend off, gave them their normal, Monday practice day off. But Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we were on the field just like we always are. And we had a chance to get a lot of young players, a lot of work. And certainly the guys that have been banged up through the first four games of the season, get a chance for those guys to heal up some and get ready for a long haul here and get ready for the grind. So it was a good normal week for us. Preparation, we got a lot of game plan work done for Northern, obviously waiting on their game against Vanderbilt on Saturday. But it was a good normal week for us, and certainly we got a lot of recruiting work done, too, where our guys got out on the road and had a chance to get to some games on Friday night as well.
Again, a reminder for our writers on your call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, upcoming, you've got the entrance into league play with a road game at Northern Illinois. When you have looked at film, maybe not necessarily the Vanderbilt game, but previous games this year, what do you see as some of the challenges from Coach Hammack's new staff and Huskies program for your Cardinals?
Yeah, obviously, they've played three, Power Five teams, and in addition to the Illinois State game to start the season. So they played against some good football teams and really held their own. They were right in there, all three of those games. Power Five wise, and so we're going to play against a good football team. Have they changed a little bit? Sure, just like every team does every year. But listen, they're still the defending MAC champions. We play at their place to open up MAC play for us. Obviously, they'll be looking, to reset. What happened the first 4 weeks of the season for them, and their non-conference schedule, just like it does for us, obviously has no bearing on, what your overall goal is, which is to win the Mid-American Conference Championship. So we're playing against a good team. A lot of those guys on that roster we're very familiar with, having played against them last year, and certainly they've done a good job of, getting some players in there that, certainly changed their team as well. And so it's going to be a good team. They gave Vanderbilt everything they could handle the other day after getting down early in the game, 14-0. They were right there fighting their tail off all the way to the end. So, we're going to make sure we have a great week of preparation to build off last week's, week of preparation. And we're going to have to be ready to roll and play a complete game here on Saturday.
Let's go to our next question for Coach New.
You have a question from Jordan Guskey with Star Press.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, good, good. So you had mentioned before that Isaac James is going to have a special project to help you guys prepare for Northern Illinois. Is Brandon Martin going to have a similar deal this week?
Brandon had surgery last week, so he has been ruled out for the rest of the year. And so once Brandon – right now it would be tough for Brandon to travel just because of – his arm being in a sling and being able to sit on a bus and travel for that long. So we won't be able to utilize him yet until he gets through the initial recovery stage, until he, can get himself where he can rest comfortably and he can sleep comfortably, because that's the big challenge for him right now. So when that time comes, certainly we'll get Brandon involved, because I know Coach Ellison and Coach Stockton obviously value Brandon, certainly his input and his, he does such a good job game plan, studying the opponent and all that he'll be a big asset when that time comes.
So did you approach Isaac about doing something special, or did he approach you guys about wanting to stay involved in that?
I think he just wants to be involved. Obviously, once that happened, his injury happened in the Indiana game, Isaac just wants to be involved, and he's been obviously around the game, and obviously played quarterback some in high school too. So Isaac just obviously is asking, hey, I want to be around whatever role that I can perform. And so it was awesome that, he wanted that kind of responsibility and wanted that kind of role. So, Isaac's one of those guys that will continue to, we'll continue to keep him involved in whatever way we can going forward.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Mike, through four games, Drew Plitt and his leading of the offense, what have you seen and what do you look to see improvement for him with having a pause and use that bye week to get ready for league play?
Yeah, I think Drew is just, he's done such a good job of running the offense. And, you know, he is in complete command when he's on the field, and it all starts with how he prepares. He's so consistent with his preparation, and he's a good message to all young players, you know, because for a couple years here, when he was not playing, he still approached every day like he was a starter and really went through the process of going, man, you never know when your number is going to be called. I want to make sure that I'm ready to go. And it was good to see all that hard work that he put in for a couple years pay off for him because, you know, he sees the field very well. He processes very quickly. And, you know, obviously he's got a plan when he's at the line of scrimmage and we get presented with a certain pressure or a certain coverage or a certain look. You know, he's got enough confidence and conviction to take what we've talked about in the meeting room to the field and get us in and out of plays. And he's got the freedom to do that because, you know, he's smart, very smart player. He's a tremendous leader. And I think that's the one thing that we've seen from him going back to January that, you know, he made no, you know, he certainly very early in the process, you know, took the bull by the horns and ran with it and showed that he's going to be a tremendous leader for this team. And so he's done a lot of good things now through four games. Certainly, you know, there's things that we can clean up and there's a couple throws here and there that, you know, he knows that he needs to make going forward to be in some tight games and be able to have a chance to win those games. And so, but he, just like last week, even though it was a bye week, as far as not playing a game, you know, he didn't, it was not a bye week for him or for any of us in terms of how he was preparing. He went through his week, you know, with the same routine as he always does. And, you know, he was banged up a little bit too. So it was good to see him be able to get healthy. And, you know, he had a great week last week of preparation and obviously we'll expect that to continue. But, you know, Drew's been very, very solid for us. And, you know, he knows how important it is to be consistent week in, week out.
Talk about the defensive side, where you want to see improvement from your Cardinals as you enter league play.
Yeah, I think early, the first couple games, obviously, had a couple mistakes that from a pass coverage standpoint that were really all about communication and then getting ourselves lined up. And so that was much improved for us at the NC State game. We did a good job of limiting the big play through the air and keeping the ball in front of us. And I think we'll continue to grow in terms of the confidence now that we have. Stopping the run and being a good tackling team has been something that, you know, way back in January we emphasized, took that into spring practice. And so that's got to continue. We got to keep playing physical football. We got to keep, you know, 11 hats to the football, tackling well as a team, and then making the available play. You know, we had a couple available plays that were tip passes at NC State that our guys made the play. You know, both Ray Wilborn, that was off a tip. That tip that was, you know, certainly showed great awareness, and then Bryce Cosby too, to be able to finish the deal on that. Because there's going to be some available plays, and you got to make them when they're presented. And so, I think our defense is growing weekly in the confidence level, and you see a guy like Ray starting to settle in and really understand, you know, the safety position more and more each week, and that's big for us. And we just got a good. Keep playing good team defense, and it's improved for us and each week, and we got to continue with that.
Well, Mike, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for NIU. I want to wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike. Again, for Mike New and his Ball State Cardinals coming off the bye week, they will be at Northern Illinois this coming Saturday, October 5th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. And that game available on ESPN3.